Today, Mitzvah Shem, we'll talk about different various scenarios in gambling in which the chiyuv is actually there and which he would be considered a ganav by taking his winnings. Let's discuss. We discussed in the last class a machlokes between Rav Sheshis and Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama's opinion was that a person who engages in gambling is a ganav, and therefore that's why it's postulated. The opinion of Rav Sheshis was it's not a ganav because it's not a smachta because he accepts his losses. We said in the machlokes between the Mechab and the Ramah, halacha l'maisa, what's the din where gambling is a mutter or aser? Now, let's look at some extreme scenarios, interesting scenarios in which we would apply these halachas l'maisa. First of all, the opinion of the Ramah can be seen in some in Reish Zayin, Sif Gimel, where the Ramah says, poshet ha-minig l'hakol. The minig klai Yisrael is to be mekel in terms of gambling, and that we are mechayev, the person who loses, alpi the shitas of Rav Sheshis. Then the Ramah goes on and saying in Simon Reish Zayin, Sif Yud Gimel, that even according to Mechaber, there could be scenarios in which it is mutter in gambling. And of course, we would like to be machmek the Mechaber, and let's see the scenarios in which the Ramah points out. Number one, the Ramah points out the following thing. He says like this. He says that when it comes to gambling, the whole problem that a person is not so michtas, he doesn't accept that he'll lose. The Ramah comes and says that if the money in which the gambling is taking place over, the dollars in which the loser is paying the winner, if the money is on the table in which the gambling is taking place, it's not in the pocket of the loser, but rather the money is already shown on the table. Says the Ramah, if the money is on the table, it takes away the problem of asmachta. Asmachta claims the Ramah is only when the money is in your pocket and you have to pay it upon losing. But if the money has already been taken out of your pocket, you're showing to the winner, I'm serious about it, I really want to give it, I accept my losses already. If you accept your losses already, that's not asmachta, even according to the opinion of Rami Bar Chama. And therefore says the Ramah that if you put your money on the table, even according to the Mechaber, it should be mutter to gamble. Number two, however, the Ramah points out that even though we said that the money is on the table, it would be mutter, he says there has to be a certain condition. The condition is the following, he says. Number one, he says the condition you must have is that the table which the money is on must be owned by all players. Again, even though when the Ramah says it's mutter, according to Rabbi Chama, if you put the money on the table because you're accepting your losses, it must be that the table is owned by all parties. Thereby not only saying that you have to have your money up front to show that you're serious, but rather everyone has to have as if they collected their winnings already. Table belongs to everyone, right? And everyone puts their money, so everyone has everyone else's money in the pot. That's the concept of a pot. Everyone has the money. And therefore, that's what it comes back to Judaism, the concept of a pot. And therefore, everyone has already their hands in the money, so to say, and therefore there's no problem of asmachta. So too can be seen in the Ramah. Now, what's very important over here is that even though we said the Ramah matters playing gambling if the money is on the table and if the table is owned by all the players, says the Ramah, this is only when the game involves no skill. Again, says the Ramah, this is only when the game involves no skill. What does it mean the game involves no skill? For example, dice and mafrichi yoinim. There's no skill. It's all up to Hashem's Hashem if the dice will be 7-11 or if he'll win. Therefore, since it's all up to Hashem, therefore it's not clear if he'll win, and therefore that could be solved by putting the money on the table and table by everyone, because he somehow, even a little bit, accepts his losings because it's not dependent upon his skill. However, for example, arm wrestling. If someone bets on arm wrestling is 1,000% skill. Since arm wrestling is 1,000% skill, says the Ramah that even if you put your money on the table and it's owned by everyone, still it would be also to take the money because that's serious, serious asmachta. I'm confident, I'm strong, I think I'll win, and therefore I do not give up my money at all. Total self-confidence. That would be a smachta. So again, if it's totally on his skill, nothing will help. It has to be that it's not totally on his skill. There's no skill involved. Money's on the table. Everyone owns the table. And even then, it's not clear. But that's what the Ramah is matter in that scenario. Now, let's get to a clear. So dice would be mutter, according to the Ramah, to take the money. However, according to the Ramah, arm wrestling will be aser. What would be cards? Cards is a machlik, it's a poiskim. I've asked many rabbonim about cards. Cards, some poiskim view cards like arm wrestling. that there's a skill involved. There are many gambling books and different strategies how to win cards. But many poskim hold that cards is not like arm wrestling, but rather it's like dice. And even though there's many books and strategies, it's really up to luck. And therefore, there would be no heter to, there would be a heter according to the Ramah to play cards. So cards wouldn't be clear. It's like arm wrestling or not, but dice certainly. Now, let's get to another Eitzah of how to overcome the problem of a smachta when it comes to gambling. The Mechaber over there in Reish Zayin brings from Chachmei HaSvardim, the wise Svardim, and they have an interesting way to get out of the problem of a smachta. They say the following thing. Let's say Reuven plays Shimon a game of dice. So according to the Mechaber, according to Rabbi Baruch Hama, that if Shimon loses, Reuven taking the money would be a ganav because Shimon never really wanted to give him the money. That would be a classic place of a smachta, lokanya, and he would be a ganav. However, says the Mechaber, if before the dice game begins, Reuven tells Shimon that I'm chayiv to you, Shimon, $100 unconditionally. And Shimon tells Reuven, I'm chayiv to you $100 unconditionally. I mean, they're each chayiv to each other $100. Okay, so now no one really gained over here because they're each chayiv to each other $100. So when they play dice, they're not going to play dice that the winner should collect money from the loser, because that would be a smachta. When the loser gives the winner money, he doesn't really want to give the money, and that would be a classic case of a smachta lokanya. However, when they play the gambling game, what they're playing is that the winner will force the loser to be moichel the choy of the winner always a loser. That means if Shimon loses and Reuven wins, Shimon would have to moichel the money that Reuven owes him. Meaning Shimon would still owe him 100, but Shimon would moichel Reuven, they owed him 100. So it would come out that Shimon owes him 100. But he wouldn't be paying him the $100 because he won. He'd be paying him $100 because Shimon was moichel. Moichel would work. That's not a smacht. That's not a smacht. A smacht is when I'm mischayv myself on an assumption. But over here, the schayvis began before the game. Each one was schayv to each other. Since someone was schayv to each other, without any conditions, the schayvis is chal, no conditions. The condition was on the mechila. The condition's on a mechila. A smachta that's on a mechila, that is not a smachta. This psak that there's no smachta mechila could also be seen in the Rambam. The Rambam passing is a very fascinating halacha. Say someone goes to a store, says the Rambam, in Hilchas Mechira, in Hilchas Perek Yud Gimel. Say someone goes into a store and he goes to the person and says, please put aside this diamond ring. I really love it. I want to buy it for my wife. Put it aside for me and I'll come in a week and I'll buy it. And the guy says, I can't save it for you. If you don't have money, I can't save it for you. Someone else could buy it. He goes, you know what? Listen, sir, I'm going to give you a down payment of $200. Take $200 as collateral. If I don't come back in a week, you could keep this money. If I do come back in a week, so then this money will be used to buy the ring. So he doesn't come back in a week. In a week he doesn't come back, then the store owner takes the $200 and there's no problem of a smachta. Why the Ram says no problem of a smachta? Because since the depositor, the buyer, already gave him the money and the money's in the hands of the store owner, and what he said is that if he doesn't come back in a week to buy the ring, he'll be moichel $100 choyev. Mechila al smachta works. Here too, in gambling, a mechila al smachta would not be a problem anymore. So now, we just make a sequel what we said today. Number one, we said that according to the Ramah, in order to have a schaivis in gambling, you would have to have a game that involves no skill, number one. Number two, the money is on the table. And number three, the table is owned by everyone. And we said that even according to the Mechaber, that says that gambling is totally geneva, even if you have all three criterias, still, if everyone is mechaying themselves before the game, and the game is for mechila, a smachta mechila is not a problem at all on gambling. Now, I just want to note that even though we said today in Shir ways in which gambling is mutter, all the poskim agree kepe'echad that avade, it is a dover maguna, it is a disgusting thing that Jews should not take pardon and should not make their money from. And even though halachically you don't have to return it if you have the money, but certainly someone shouldn't partake in this. We've seen in the Orcha Shulchan in Simon Tufresh Ayin Siftes, the Orcha Shulchan says that mi sheyichotu levato minig misachi bekuvia mevatel. If someone has the way to stop people from playing games, they should do so. It's a big mitzvah to do so, and it's a bad thing. Sotu says Rav Moshe, he says that yesh anoshim tachis mirs tishpocha. Some people in Hanukkah, instead of singing to the Eibush on Hanukkah, they do is they play games. He says that they're doing a terrible thing. Someone who's shomer nafsho shouldn't play any game at all for money. Dreidel, irrelevant. Shomer nafsho yirchak mizeh. And of course, that's the two opinion of the Orach Shulchan and Rav Moshe that it's a terrible thing. We should not partake in it. And even if we say that according to halacha, there's ways out, it should not be done luchatchila. As we see also that if someone solely does it, it is a shor pasul la'edus, according to the opinion of Rav Sheshit, because he does solely gambling, he's a person who doesn't have a job, person that's a part of the world, and we see also becomes addictive. Nowadays, Rabbanim say stay away from it because it can lead to something as addiction, and therefore a person should certainly stay away from gambling, even though halachically there are ways to come around it.
This presentation has been brought to you by the Orthodox Union in conjunction with the Beis Havad Institute of Talmudic Law, the Center for the Study and Practice of Monetary Halacha.